Hello, this is Taylor from Customer Support. Give me a courtesy call a bit.
Yeah, this is Karen Brown. I got a call from my bank saying that y'all were trying to make a purchase for $49 or something down in Florida, and I ain't.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm sorry.
This is Karen Brown, and I want to be taken off the list of y'all making purchases.
I can't
for
hear
me.
You. I'm sorry, ma'am.
So this is Karen Brown. I want to be taken off the list of y'all making purchases for me.
All right, what's your zip code?
59820.
And thank you. First and last name, please.
Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
I'm sorry.
Brown. B-R-O-W-N. Like the color.
All right. We'll give one moment while I locate that account, please.
This is too trendy. But I had a call from Shazam saying someone was making purchases down in Florida. Like online things.
All right, and thank you for holding. Can you verify your address?
4991 Petty Creek Road, Alberton, Montana, 59820.
All right. I was able to look at the account for Wi-Fi booster. How can I help you?
Did what?
Just look at the account for Wi-Fi booster. How can I help you?
If it's going to cost me $49, I don't want it.
You have the Wi-Fi booster. Looks like you did a survey. Get a free gift, pay shipping. And within 40 hours, you enroll in a membership where you get a $125 gift card every month.
I don't want that.
All right. As a courtesy, I can go ahead and get it counseled for you. Just give me one moment, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Give me one moment. One moment, okay?
All right.
Thank you for holding. I was able to cancel the account, and this will prevent all future charges.
You do what?
This will prevent all future charges.
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry.
I said thank you.
No problem. This will prevent all future charges or anything else I can help you with.
That's all I needed.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.